CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news.
There's a heat warning in effect for much of the region. Environment Canada says daytime highs will reach 30 degrees with Humidex values in the mid-30s. There won't be much cooling at night with lows only getting down to about 20. The heat warning covers Huron, Perth, Wellington and Southern Grey. People are urged to watch for signs of heat stroke and take steps to keep cool, like a cool shower, closing curtains and seeking air conditioning. A potentially deadly heat wave continues to grip Europe, with parts of the UK seeing temperatures near 40 degrees, and in Portugal and Spain, the mercury is over 47. In France, there are reports of roads buckling or melting in the heat. A meteorologist told the AFP news agency that southern areas of the country could be facing a heat apocalypse. London's Luton Airport had to cancel some flights when sections of its runway began to lift. The Royal Air Force announced it was pausing flights from Brisnorton because, as Sky News reported, its runway had melted. OPP have recovered the body of a swimmer who was reported missing in Guelph Lake on the weekend. Wellington County OPP Constable Jacob Unger says a search resumed Monday morning for the missing swimmer at Guelph Lake Conservation Area.
On July 17, 2022, at approximately 5 p.m., the Wellington County OPP responded to a report of a swimmer in distress approximately 20 meters from the beach here in Guelph Lake at the Guelph Lake Conservation Area. The Wellington County OPP, along with the Guelph Fire Department, the Grand Valley Fire Department, the OPP Aviation Services, and the OPP Underwater Search and Recovery Unit, began to search for the missing swimmer.
Searchers returned to the water Monday and recovered the body of the missing swimmer about 9:45 a.m. The identity of the deceased is being withheld pending next of kin notifications. Freedom Convoy organizer Pat King is now free on bail. He was released from jail by an Ottawa judge yesterday after spending 5 months behind bars. King is facing 16 charges, including 3 counts each of perjury and obstruction, mischief, intimidation, obstructing police, and disobeying a court order. King will have to live with a surety, adhere to a curfew, stay off social media, and is not allowed to contact other convoy organizers. Huron County is going ahead with a plan to create an electric vehicle charging network with several other area counties. Huron County Climate Change and Energy Specialist Derry Wallace says the regional electric vehicle network strategy includes the counties of Huron, Wellington, Perth, Dufferin, and Grey, along with the city of Guelph, the town of St. Mary's, and the city of Stratford. Wallace says the goal is to look into the possibility of creating a regional charging network that would allow travel throughout the area with electric vehicles. In sports, the U.S. beat Canada 1-0 in the CONCACAF Women's Championship final last night. That gives the U.S. an automatic berth into the 2024 Paris Olympics. Canada can still get there, but will have to play Jamaica again in a play-in series scheduled for September 2023. There's a new home run derby champion. Washington's Juan Soto beat Seattle rookie Julio Rodriguez 19-18 in the final last night in L.A. Soto hit 9 home runs in the final minute and added 4 more in bonus time. The All-Star game is tonight. Time could be ticking for pitchers next year in the majors. MLB continues to look at instituting a pitch clock for next season, along with shift limits and larger bases. The average time of a 9-inning game is 3 hours and 2 minutes so far this season. It was 2 hours 43 minutes in 2003. The Saskatchewan Roughriders say several members of the team have tested positive for COVID-19. The organization confirms there are players and members of the support staff that are affected. Saskatchewan scheduled to host Toronto on Saturday after the Argos won their game in Halifax this past weekend. In Huron County men's fastball, Moncton beat Milverton 7-5. There's a heat warning in effect. Huron, Perth, Wellington, and Southern Grey are under the heat warning. A mix of sun and cloud today. Could see some showers or thunderstorms this afternoon. High of 30, feeling like 38. Clearing this evening, a low 22. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow. Few showers in the afternoon. Could see a thunderstorm. Windy at times tomorrow with a high of 30 and Humidex of 37. Cloudy tomorrow night. Chance of showers or thunderstorms, a low of 20. Thursday and Friday, a mix of sun and cloud both days with a high of 28.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on CKNXNewsToday.ca.